They took up the food to tremendous applause. Ooh, yummy! Beamed Scotty Dog, rubbing his paws. He tucked in his napkin, his plate at the ready. So one bun for me and, one for my teddy.
Hold on there, cried Rover.
Not yet, giggled Rose. I think Lady Kate's gone to powder her nose.
They waited, all hoping she wouldn't be long. But when she came back, they saw something was wrong.
A thief, she exclaimed. At my party, she sobbed. My diamond tiara has gone. I've been robbed.
The whole room fell silent. Don't worry, Sam said. We've caught thieves before. Shifty nodded his head.
You have? Lady Kate brushed away a big tear. Then follow me quickly. Thank goodness you're here.
She hurried them out to the scene of the crime and said,
I was fluffing my hair at the time. My diamond tiara was not on my head. I'd popped it on one of these statues instead. But then I turned round and, quite out of the blue, the statue had gone. The tiara had too.
Aha, nodded Shifty. He narrowed his eyes. That statue, I bet, was our thief in disguise.
So what did it look like, this statue? Sam cried.
Just black, white and statuey, Lady Kate sighed.
A black and white thief, muttered Shifty. No way. I've seen black and white things around here all day. Our robber's a penguin.
Then who should race by?
That's him! That's the robber!
Sam said with a cry.
The penguin raced off with a zip and a zoom, then, tail coat flapping, dashed into a room.
Bad move, whispered Shifty. Now we've got him trapped.
Tee-hee, giggled Sam. What a bare brain, he clapped.
They followed him in. There was no need to run, but suddenly Sam gave a squeak.
Which one?
Each penguin he saw looked exactly the same. So how would they find out which one was to blame?
He tricked us, scowled Shifty.
That robber is trouble.
Right, penguins, said Sam. Flip us up on the double.
He knew the tiara was not far away.
We'll find it, said Sam, if it takes us all day.
They searched every waiter. But then the last one quite suddenly winked and broke into a run.
My name's Sidney Scarper, the thief cried with glee, and no one but no one's as speedy as me.
Back out in the hallway, the chase now began. Past presents and bunting, they ran and they ran. The robber, they saw the front door was in sight.
I win, he exclaimed with a hop of delight.
But as cheeky Sidney raced through the posh hall, he suddenly tripped up on Barnaby's ball.
Oh no, shouted Sidney as he tumbled and slid.
And what do you think shot from under his lid?
The sparkly tiara flew off through the air. Hey Barnaby, catch it, cried Shifty. Quick, there!
And everyone gasped as the pup leapt up high and rescued the jewels in the blink of an eye.
Oh, Barnaby, Lady Kate beamed. Clever you!
She thanked Sam and Shifty for helping out too. She glared down at Sidney, who looked very sad.
I'm sorry, he sniffled. I've been really bad. I shouldn't have robbed you. It's wrong now, I see. Besides, the tiara looked rubbish on me.
You promise, Sam nodded. You'll make a new start.
I promise you, Sidney cried. Flipper on art.
And then, to make up for the bad things he'd done, he piled up the dishes and washed every one.